You're listening to RPA Radio, a project of Arts and Services for Disabled. This is Ruben Camacho. Have no fear, a hero is here. My hero. On today's episode, we'll be talking about heroes. Heroes are people who transform compassion into heroic action. They put their best selves forward in service to humanity. A hero is an individual or a network of people that take action on behalf of others in need, or in defense of integrity or a moral cause. This is Artbeat Radio. I'm your host, Ruben Camacho. Sit back and relax as we bring you three stories on how these heroes show bravery, compassion, and determination. Our first hero was the son of Zeus. He is famous for his strength and for his numerous far-ranging adventures. He displays bravery by questing an unknown place, facing his fears as danger awaits for him. This is the story of Hercules. Hercules was a strong and brave man who lived in Greece. The king was jealous of Hercules because the people might make him the king. He set difficult tasks for Hercules to keep him away from the country so he would not be a possible threat. Once he asked Hercules to get 3 golden apples. These apples were said to be in a place called Hesperides. But no one knew the way to Hesperides. Hercules set out on the journey. At first he met 3 maidens and asked them the way to Hesperides. And they led them to Atlas. Hercules continued his journey. He, at last, met Atlas. Atlas was the primordial titan who held up the celestial spears.
Why golden apples?
Asked Atlas.
My king wants them,
said Hercules.
I'll get them. Hold the sky for me,
said Atlas. Hercules agreed and held the sky on his shoulders. After a while, Atlas returned and put down the 3 golden apples at the foot of Hercules. Hercules thanked Atlas and requested Atlas to take back the sky.
Said
Atlas cunningly.
I have held it a thousand years.
I shall come back after another thousand years.
Hercules was astonished at what Atlas told him. He recovered his senses and replied,
Will you hold the sky while I make a path for my shoulders? I shall take back the sky from you after.
Atlas agreed and took back the sky from Hercules. Hercules immediately collected the 3 golden apples. He bid Atlas goodbye with a mischievous smile on his face. He walked away towards Greece, leaving Atlas speechless and surprised. Hercules reaches his homeland and gave the 3 golden apples to the king. The king was ready to send Hercules away on another adventure. Roxana, because she's dedicated.
Mine hero is my mom. She left me.
Oh, my hero man, the mom.
My hero is Teddy. Because she's hey to the park.
Who my hero?
Who's my hero?
Yeah.
My hero is Mary Poppins. Because she's practically perfect in every way.
Michael.
Who's your hero?
This.
Is it someone who, your dad?
Yeah.
Why?
He's cool.
He's cool?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about heroes?
Yeah.
Batman's your favorite hero?
Yeah.
Why?
He's cool.
He's cool? You're in
the Hey, you got who?
My heroes are sharks because they are so misunderstood, but they just keep on swimming.
Laura, yes. Who is your hero?
I have two. The first one is Abraham Lincoln, just because we're born on the same day, and Lucy Ricardo, because I have watched every episode, and I think she's very funny, and I can talk along with all the episodes.
Who's your hero?
My hero is my dad.
Why?
He was everything. He always made me laugh. He always made me smile. He was always positive. The most positive person in my life. That's why he's my hero.
Who is your hero?
My hero is Danielle. Because she inspired me on how to be myself, no matter what.
Who is your hero, RC?
My mama, because she's fierce and strong.
Who is your hero?
My best friend.
Why?
Because she is always there for me.
Is she what's your hero?
My hero is Dickie Barrett from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
My Tones? Why?
Oh, I like Dickie Barrett because he has a really positive outlook on life, and I really like listening to his music and lyrics because it cheers me up.
Thank you, Kiki.
Oh, thanks, Jermon.
Our next hero is an outlaw who was a highly skilled archer and swordsman. He is often portrayed as robbing from the rich and giving to the poor, alongside his band of merry men. Robin Hood shows compassion by sacrificing his freedom and safety to help Allan a Dale win his bride. This is the story of Robin Hood. Robin Hood was standing one day under a green tree by the roadside. While he was listening to the birds among the leaves, he saw a young man passing by. this young man was dressed in a fine suit of bright red cloth. As he tripped gaily along the road, he seemed to be as happy as the day.
I will not trouble him. He's going to a wedding.
Said Robin Hood. The next day, Robin stood in the same place when he saw the same young man coming down the road. But he did not seem to be so happy this time. He had left his scarlet coat at home, and at every step he sighed and groaned.
Sad day! Sad day!
He kept saying to himself. Then Robin Hood stepped out from under the tree and said,
Have you any money? 5 shillings and a ring,
said the young man.
It is a wedding ring,
said Robin.
I was supposed to marry yesterday. My bride's father promised her to a rich old man,
said the young man.
What's your name?
Asked Robin.
I Adele,
said the young man.
I will help you with your bride again.
Then Robin made haste to dress himself as a harper, and in the afternoon he stood in the door of the church.
Who are you? What are you doing?
Said the bishop.
I'm a bold harper, the best in the North Country.
Said Robin.
I'm glad you have come. Come in, play for us.
Said the bishop kindly.
I will go in, but I will not give you any music. Till I see a bride and groom.
Said Robin Hood. Just then an old man came in. He was dressed in rich clothing, but was bent with age and was feeble and gray. By his side walked a fair young girl. Her cheeks were very pale, and her eyes were full of tears.
This is no match,
said Robin.
Let the bride choose.
Then he put his horn to his lips and blew 3 times. The very next minute, 24 men, all dressed in green, and carrying long bows in their hands, came running across the fields. And as they marched into the church, all in a row, the foremost among them was Eleanor Dale.
Who did you choose?
Said Robin.
I choose him,
she said, blushing.
And Eleanor Dale you shall have. And who objects deals with me,
said Robin. And so the fair maiden and Eleanor Dale were married then and there, and the rich old man went home in a great rage.
I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Got to get chained to my life. What can I do? What can I be? You won't stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. I never do my way there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Gotta get you into my life. Into my life. I took a right. I didn't know what to find there. Another road where the eye could see another kind of mind there. And I suddenly see you. I didn't ever need you. Never seen a
day. My real is Eddie.
Who is Eddie?
Be Master of Fires.
From what band?
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. And why is he your hero? He makes me feel like a rock star. Makes me feel strong.
I'm a jar. Make me a star.
This is Jason Triefenbach. Lately, I've been thinking about Joseph Campbell's ideas of heroism, and in particular, the two types of heroism. That's the hero who goes out into the world and fights a monster or an evil force. And then there's the hero who commits an act of hubris. And both types of heroes often have to face harsh ordeal or punishment, maybe even death, for the good of their community.
And we said before, your hero is yourself because you are awesome. You say, I'm awesome. Okay, so you said about Eric. You said, he makes me smile.
He smile.
He helps me stay calm.
He helps me calm.
Who's your hero?
Spider-Man.
Why is Spider-Man your hero?
Fly around.
He flies around?
Yeah.
Right. Who's somebody that you look up to?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Why do you look up to her?
Nice.
She's nice?
Yeah. She comes and sees me.
My hero, like Marvel's Iron Man, because I love the hero of the battles.
The heroes are good and they fight battles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So do you have a real life hero?
My friend, Naven.
Oh, nice.
Because Naven's our best friend forever.
So Amber, what is a hero?
Batman, Sunny Man, Alex, Shrek, hero.
Oh, the hero in Shrek?
Yeah.
Why is he a hero?
It's cool, he's nice.
He's cool, he's nice? Okay, so a hero is somebody who's cool and nice? Who else do you, like, who do you know who is cool and nice?
Leonard.
What do you like about Leonard?
He's sweet love.
He's sweet love?
Yes.
What else do you want to say about Leonard?
I love you. I love you, Leonard. I love you.
He says I love you and you love him?
Yes, I do.
Do you have somebody in your life who you look up to as a hero?
My dog.
Your dog?
Yeah, because every day when I come home from school, he loved disabled people. He loved disabled people. He would jump up on my chair and kiss me. And do you know, he didn't even know us when we first got him.
Is there a person in your life?
I'd say my grandmother, because she did a lot of things for me.
She did a lot for you?
Yeah, not only for me, but for other people too.
Our last hero is a hammer-wielding god, associated with thunder, lightning, and strength. His hammer, Mjolnir, in Norse mythology, is one of the most fearsome weapons, capable of leveling mountains. Thor displayed determination to get his hammer back, even if he had to look silly or ridiculous in the process. This is the story of Thor.
Hold still, Thor. I'm trying to fix your train.
Loki folded a piece of white silk and applied the pins.
I look ridiculous,
said Thor gloomily. The huge red-haired thunder god stared in the mirror at his muscular frame squeezed into the tight wedding gown. He frowned. Outside, thunder growled in response. Loki pressed his lips together to keep them from twitching.
You look beautiful.
Loki dodged swiftly to avoid the blow Thor aimed at his head.
If I had my hammer, I would knock you down to earth.
Thor threatened.
But you don't have your hammer. So we must give Thrym a bride.
Loki said.
But not me.
Howled Thor.
He wants Freyja, but Freyja will not have him.
Loki retorted.
Do you want my own mirror back?
I do.
Thor said sulkily. In spite of their ridiculous garb, the matter at hand was serious. Asgard, the realm of the gods, was in danger. The frost giants had threatened her borders for as long as Loki could remember. However, Thor had always driven them back using the power of his hammer. The king of the frost giants had stolen Mjolnir. Thrym's price for returning the magical hammer was the hand of the lovely goddess Freyja in marriage. But Freyja had flatly refused to marry Thrym, putting the gods in an awkward situation. The gods had demanded a replacement bride. And that's when Loki came up with this plan. He would disguise Thor himself as Freyja, and Thor would fly to the kingdom of the frost giants to marry Thrym and steal back his hammer. Loki, in his guise as serving maid, would do all the talking for the pair. As the wedding feast progressed, Loki became more and more uneasy. Thor seemed to think that the best way to keep his mouth shut was to fill it with food. The thunder was eating in massive quantities, more suitable for a large god than a blushing bride.
Don't eat so much.
Loki hissed at Thor after he swallowed most of an ox by himself. Was Thor's only reply. The guests had abandoned their own eating to watch the hungry bride. Loki squirmed in embarrassment as Thor consumed 8 large salmon, one right after the other. When Thor commandeered 3 large barrels of meat for himself, Loki whispered to Thrym,
Freyja was so excited she had not eaten a morsel for a week. I can barely eat myself,
said Thrym.
Bring my hammer.
I'm impatient to be wed. Ceremoniously, it was placed on Thor's lap. Instantly, Thor sprang from his chair, and his veil ripping away. He swung his hammer around his head, his white feathered cloak flapping wildly about his massive form, and the house was rocked to its foundations. Guests scrambled everywhere, fleeing for the doors as a brilliant flash of lightning set the roof ablaze. A roar of thunder caused the pillars to crumble, and the feasting hall collapsed inward on the screaming guests. From his vantage point on a nearby hillside, Loki saw Thor throw Thrym into a storage shed to await trial for the stealing of the hammer, Mjolnir. Then Thor made his way up to the place where Loki stood surveying the smoking ruins of the giant's feasting hall. Loki looked at Thor. His lips twitched as he gazed at the tattered remains of the white wedding gown and the flapping chicken feathered cloak.
Do not say a word.
Thor threatened to box his ears with the hammer.
I would not dream of it.
Loki said.
Come, let us go home.
My heroes are my classmates at school because they show me how much hard work can benefit you.
My hero is my mom because she shows the world that she's unstoppable, and she also shows the world that love is infinite.
I'm Sophie. My counselor hero is Brenda. She makes me laugh all the time, and we talk about chickens.
My hero is my mom. She just inspires so much good in every person that she meets, and she's an all-around awesome, very dedicated, honest woman, and I'm proud to be her daughter.
Hi, my name is Nicholas Van Water. To get here is someone who does something great.
I think of a hero as a person who saves lives, or someone who helps in an organization, or mainly saves lives, but also or helps with funding of organizations and things like that.
Hercules.
Hercules, why?
He's shoved the fire and NASA says he fight him because he fell in the water.
Oh, no. Did he win?
Yep.
What's your name?
Christopher.
Some of my heroes are the residents at the Orange County Rescue Mission who have persevered throughout training for a half marathon. They've decided to turn their lives around, some of them attempting running for the first time ever in their life. They inspire me because no matter how fast or slow they run, it's very difficult. But they stick with it and complete the race, which is such a huge accomplishment.
Who's your hero, Jacob?
My mom.
Your mom? Why?
Because she takes care of me.
She takes care of you?
There are many ways to be a hero. Heroes come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. But what they all have in common are their noble qualities. So is it possible for us to call ourselves a hero?
Yes!
Each and every day around us, there are those who need a hero. Be an everyday person, willing to keep your eyes, ears, and heart open every day to any opportunity that may demand heroism. Well, Artbeat Radio, I'm Ruben Camacho signing off. And remember, a true hero is not measured by the size of his strength, but the strength of his heart. Thanks for listening. Until next time. This podcast was made by the students of Arts and Services for Disabled. And a special thanks for the submissions from our listeners.
For more information on Artbeat Radio, visit us on the web at http://artbeatradio.tumblr.com.